Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, how you doing?
How you been?
I had a big thing planned. I tried it twice. I'm not going to try it a third time. How's everybody doing? Everybody doing all right?
Life
today
is Thursday. Good, Mike.
Superb.
Diagnostic Thursday.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
It should be pointed out we're planning new and exciting things for the Mike O'Mara Show. Not only the updated app, thanks to Todd Moore with Playapod, but some new video presentations that we're test driving this week. So bear with us on the Mike O'Mara Show. Once we get that all ironed out, we'll explain it to you in detail and let you know if you can enjoy it in your domicile. last night, I should point out that I know you guys were testing yesterday.
Testing.
And last night, because we could not agree on anything on my new Apple TV in the O'Mara household, I popped on the old YouTube channel, and I saw that, I went to the YouTube information that I get on the Mike O'Mara show, which is Don Talks About Mike.
Yes.
It's always so refreshing when I get that updated, fresh YouTube material. And then I went to what appeared to be a test channel.
Yeah,
on YouTube, where you guys were testing the new cameras. We have brand new, very, very state-of-the-art cameras.
Yeah. Broadcast
They're the most
quality.
Successful, the most incredible camera. These cameras are the best podcast.
You want to go 4K? We dare you.
Yeah, the old cameras were fake cameras.
They were. These were fantastic cameras, and I was watching the test. And
did you see Diego?
I saw you. Yes. I saw Diego, and I saw Rob.
Yes. We're not a good-looking bunch anymore.
No.
It was interesting.
It's ugly
radio.
There
were a few dynamics. In fact, the whole family was sitting there watching.
Oh, it's so sad.
Oh,
and I had bags under my eyes. I looked like I fell out of a tree.
You're working on computers. You have a laptop in front of you. You've got interns coming in. I'm talking about Oscar.
Yes.
You've got interns coming in and out, and you're flying around. And Rob... Rob is sitting there looking at his phone.
Rob is my muse. I need him here because I need to make
sure.
I need him to frame out the cameras.
We came up with a few production ideas.
Yes.
They're pretty cool. And also, I needed to be here to run the board because when we weren't testing, we had to mute and we had to remute. Right.
I do yell.
All I saw was like a lot of, the cameras were
barking
jumping
of
around.
Orders.
And, you were off mic doing a lot of stuff.
Yes, yes.
And
then,
Oscar was big yesterday at barking vague orders.
Yes.
Move the thing? Move the thing.
My hard drive was spinning at a speed it's not supposed to. Because
I also love when Shannon came in with a second issue, and you know it's very sweet in day to day conversation when he says, "Hi, Peach." That's sweet.
Oh,
but
that's
when he
nice.
Goes, not
that's
now,
nice.
Peach.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
Did he bark at her? Did
yeah.
he snap
well,
at her?
But that's I think it was dying. Well-deserved because she was considering deleting every podcast that's ever been recorded.
Yeah,
here.
She said, can I delete all the files on the desktop? I said, you can never delete anything. She goes, but we have everything on the cloud.
Don't do it, Peach.
I said,
why did
yes.
she want to delete files?
Because she doesn't like a messy desktop. And I said, your proclivity is, you
messy,
keep it to
messy
yourself.
Desktop, y'all.
And it wasn't a messy desktop. We were testing. There's a new, it gets in the weeds. Basically, we have three backups here in case we ever lose any of the recordings, including
but
this
tell
show.
The listeners, if you will.
Yes.
What we're doing at its very core is putting new cameras and a new video presentation into the Mike O'Mara show so that the show will be better to see.
Much better.
My little
this ears. Is going to match any broadcast television program. It'll become a TV show of sorts, and it'll be on YouTube. Yes.
And it's YouTube. Yeah. And we
subscribe to our channel if you haven't.
I would say by next week, we should have all the bugs worked out, and it should be wonderful. But what I noticed... excuse me, was the with the camera was Rob's the top of Rob's head. Rob, do you shave your you had
oh,
spike
no.
little individual hairs on top of your head, and I was wondering what to...
Well, I haven't shaved that. Or? I haven't shaved my head in a while. I'm due for one now. I can usually go about, if I don't shave it continually, I can go, you know, 8-9 days without hitting it with the Harry's. But I know only
you go full smooth.
Though, oh yeah, right? I'll use the blade. I use my Harry's blade, and here's the deal: is that I can tell by the friction, by the drag, when I'm shaving my head, there's like no hair. For like, I would say about the size of like a mango.
You got a few spikes in the front.
Yeah, and also, oh, that's a bad thing. I've got the weirdest hairline. My hairline is very crooked up front.
Well, you really don't have a hairline anymore.
Well, no, I mean, Mike, there is always a hairline. It's just a sucky hairline.
What I saw was the camera was so... The high definition of this high definition camera.
It makes you question everything. Yeah. I look like I ate myself from last year.
All right, I had to say this.
Yeah, I'm fat. You talk. I got a fat face.
You're fatter than you've been.
You know what? No one's happy about that. Mike, shame me.
Hey,
tell me who I am.
Hey, I celebrate it. And as a matter of fact, just before we joined today, I asked if he wanted to go shopping together.
I would call it not fat because you're not as fat as anybody. No. Well, Pony's not
I got
fat.
A fat face.
You're puffy in the face.
Yeah, you know why I'm puffy in the face?
Why?
Because when I gain
high
weight,
salt diet.
It goes straight to my face it and then the rest of my body. Yes.
Okay, I understand that.
That's why Tony Perkins is like, have you gained weight?
Are you on prednisone?
No.
We're just checking.
What is that?
That's a steroid that makes your face puff.
Oh,
so I'm watching,
that.
And I'm watching the dynamic of the show, and you guys are here getting everything worked out, and it was the show. It was the TV, and you put it up, and you left it up on YouTube. Is it still up on YouTube?
I took it down because we had other tests last night.
Okay.
And then I went Facebook Live just to make sure we had that agility to see if we could go on Facebook Live.
An extra arrow in our quiver.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to do it today, but unfortunately, it's sucking a lot of our juice out of the
Luckily, we have a backup pipe that's going to make it happen. That's why I'm not concerned about it.
You don't even sound hesitant about
that. No,
you sound like 100%.
I want to thank Rofo, and I want to thank our friend Pat, all our friends that were here till like 12:30 a.m., hoping we could get this right for today, right?
But to be fair, Rob Ford is always happy to be anywhere but home.
Very true.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
But yesterday, there is an Easter egg within a video on our Mike O'Mara Show page where there is a soda TV episode where we have a camera in the fridge and then you'll find a character from the TMOS universe pop up within the video.
So
like
on the
Marco
Mara show page.
Yes.
I'm going to go look because
the quality isn't as great as I want it to be, but we are testing different effects.
All right, so where would one find this?
If you go to the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page, right?
Oh, Facebook page.
If you go there, it'll be down the road a little bit on the stream, like down the feed. Down the road.
Oh, I see it.
You see it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, there it is. There it is.
Yeah, boy.
Oh,
so we put a camera in the fridge to see how far the reach is for some behind the scenes videos here.
Oh, yeah.
So the reach for the cameras are pretty damn good. Let me tell you.
That's cool. And in a sealed refrigerator.
In a sealed refrigerator. Through the glass and through the steel, we still got a signal.
That's awesome. That's
now, if you fast forward it, you'll see the captain, one of the captains from the TMOS universe.
A captain.
Captain, my captain.
El Capitan pull up. He was more than happy because
that's wonderful.
That's what he does to be a part of it.
Well, you know, it's
feedback
onward and upward.
Welcome. Yes.
Constantly growing.
You're not evolving. You're dying, Mike.
Well, we also would like to have more presence as far as the video element of this show. And so we will be letting you know where that's going to happen and how that's going to happen. And it'll be creeping its way into all elements of the show. And, you know, between that and the PlayApod update for our app, the show is growing. And Oscar's right. If you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards.
Right.
So that's the way it is. We're getting it done, baby.
Yeah!
Making it happen.
So, but I'm glad to hear you explain what your role was, Rob, when Oscar was doing
that. I did yell at one point, can someone with a phone and internet connection help me? I did yell that, if we're being completely clear.
But I did.
And you did help.
What does that mean?
My mom had this old adage before she beat us, where she would say, she would like speak out loud what she's about to do. And if you're in, striking distance, if you didn't move, she'd strike you. Like a rattlesnake.
Because everybody was kind of sedentary.
She's like, I'm looking for a paper. And she's like, thinking. So you think paper? I like that means I'm running to get a paper towel, right?
Okay. So she would say, I need this, and yeah, I'm doing a project, and if you're just sitting on your ass, they want you to
but
get there, right?
At times, did you feel that your mother required of you to think one step ahead and be inside her head?
Yes,
you see,
yes,
that is some of the friction we experience, yeah, because when you are in your we're gonna get this done mode,
yeah,
you move at a lightning speed,
and it's not fair to you guys,
and because I just don't have the mental acuity.
I'm so much nicer than I used to be.
Yes, you do.
No, you are nicer. You're very nice. You're very nice about it.
You should be writing things down when he's doing this and paying attention to it. You don't.
No, I do pay attention.
He learned yesterday. He said, I want to learn how to do this in case you get hit by a bus.
So yes. Walk through the entire cycle. Which would be the best case scenario.
Rob, what did we talk about? Remember, he's going to get hit by a
bus. That's right.
So we wanted to...
And he'll blame the bus.
By the way, I'd like to point out...
Cat's insurance.
The bronchial situation
that I've been
dealing with is officially leaving my body today. And
really?
I would like to alert everybody that that's the way I'm going to sound. It is like,
so you mean your throat, your esophagus is like an up elevator?
No, I'm really feeling better today than I felt in a very long time. And I had a good, you can tell by listening to me that
you
I sound
do sound
today.
Happier.
But you do.
It's healthier, going, not yet.
It's leaving my body. I still have to go. I talked to my pulmonologist who's going to send
our
me
doctor.
For a battery of tests. Because they don't like it when you get bronchitis when you have my condition, but I think I'm going to be
fine. Because
the
coughing stresses the heart, right?
I don't know.
And the lungs.
Does it really?
Does it open a larger suite?
Well, you're not smoking anymore, which is great.
Where did you hear coughing stresses the heart?
Well, think about, I mean, coughing is a really...
No, where did you hear that? You're making me nervous.
No,
I'm
guessing.
Don't guess.
Well, no, you say to me that your pulmonary...
Coughing stresses the heart.
All right, now you're stressing your heart because you're yelling. Just listen to what
I'm
going to say. I have reasoning behind it.
If coughing stresses the heart, then I've got, you know, my ticker's going...
Here's my reasoning behind it. All right. You said because you have bronchitis, your heart doctor, your pulmonary doctor wants to do a battery of tests. And I'm thinking, why? Why would that be?
Why would that be?
Maybe because coughing stresses the heart.
No, I think he wants to do it because I'm supposed to do a follow-up with him anyway after a year's time.
And he wants your money.
No, I called him. I reached out to him. And because of this thing, I just want to make sure.
Can you tell us what you have? You make it sound like you have some... Tell everybody.
Well, I have bronchitis.
Just to clarify, that's not something else going on, a collapsed lung or anything.
It's simply an irritation of your bronchial tissue.
He's got a cold, people. He's being a big baby about this.
No, bronchitis is beyond that.
I didn't have a cold, as a matter of fact. My wife had a cold. I did not. But I wanted to do a follow-up because this thing was kind of lingering, but now it's kind of turned the corner and gotten better, but I have to do a follow-up. And here's the reason.
Tell us, please.
The main reason I'm going to see this guy is to go off of my medication that I've been on for over a year.
Oh, that's great.
There was the possibility when I left this doctor, he said, you may not have to stay on this medication for the whole time. If I can go off the Xarelto, that would be something that would make me very, very
is
happy. By the way, I firmly believe that when you're taking a lot of drugs, the more you subtract, the more that you can take out of the pipeline, the better you are.
And to be clear, you're getting off Xarelto because you're better, not because he's giving up.
No, I mean, because I think that it'll be okay to do that with my myriad of possibilities. But that's not what I wanted to talk about.
Big win,
no,
Mike.
No,
talk
no.
about Oscar working on the computer while you were sitting there on your phone. And then
somehow he pivoted to you.
You all pivoted to me.
What about your lungs, Mike?
And you helped him pivot because I know you're helping him.
I'm not helping him.
What
am I doing?
And you're the one who brought it up anyway.
You didn't let me get to the framing of the cameras.
Yeah.
All right.
Now.
By the way, when I'm on my phone, it stresses my heart.
I've got a fat face.
Yes.
I'm living with that right now. I'm working.
Rob actually did not look fat.
Well, let me tell
Rob
you.
Rob looked, except for the hair spikes, he looked pretty good.
Can
on
Can I tell you why?
Yes, go ahead.
Because of the lens and how I'm.
Oh, did you at Paula Abdul?
How I'm putting the lens on him.
Ah.
Really?
If I go any closer, there's not a lot of left and right of the frame I can deal with, right?
And so my camera will not change.
It doesn't have to change.
I'm not getting the $5,000 camera.
You look great, Mike.
You do.
And who's talking dollars, right? When you move up here, you'll have a camera for you when you come and
I'm
visit.
I'm not moving up there, please.
No, it's too stressful on his heart.
Too stressful.
Right.
I want
But I would. I would say
I want.
You can
one
have
of
one.
But it can't convey the information to us. We could send you one, but it would just be like a paperweight.
Yes.
All right.
Because you'd have to. You'd have to connect it with a long cable.
This
here.
Is the right.
Or he
for
could
me.
Put it on Carla in the kitchen and watch her.
That would be creepy.
Yeah, it would.
But what I'm asking you, Rob.
Yes.
When we go live.
Yes.
Will you? Because you're going to be able to see yourself on video.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone just smash cut. You Monday through Friday.
Right.
They may think that there's a hobo in studio.
Right.
Will you work on some sort of golf shirt attire, maybe bowling shirt? I'll take a bowling shirt. So you can almost like you're dressing
up. You mean on
up.
Monday for when we officially launch
yes,
this
Yes, something
thing?
Fun, something bright to add texture to the shots.
Will you try to lose weight?
Yes.
Then I will.
Yes.
He'll be skinny and I'll be festive. Nothing better than a disc jockey in a bowling shirt.
Yesterday during the test, you were wearing, Rob, a red hoodie sweatshirt.
Yes.
That had the little bumps on it from overworn.
You know, boy, those cameras are good.
They're too good. Right? Was I right about that, though?
Yeah.
Because you've worn
that comes from a polyester blend. Yeah. I don't spend a lot of money. If I were to break down my budget, clothing is not in the top tier. Like, say, the liquor store.
Okay.
Sweatshirt today again.
Yeah, right? Monday.
Monday, because I think that you have the ability to break out as one of the breakout television stars from the TMS universe.
Oh, sure. That's going
to
happen.
If you decide to try.
And your beard was very long, too. Your beard was
Yes,
very
I'm
long.
Unkempt. You know what?
Yeah, are you? Unkempt?
I need to fetch a haircut. I need to trim the beard.
I mean, we're going live, baby.
We are. I mean,
in living color.
This is so true. This is what I need to
do. Did you wear your special dress shirt today because we were
going to a lunch at the press club after this, right?
All large
so
portions?
You dressed up because you've got a function.
Yes.
You didn't dress up for the TV.
No, but I'll say this. I feel much more confident to be on TV today than I did yesterday. Yesterday, I looked like I fell out of a tree.
All right. Well, I will say we're going to hopefully be ready to do this thing on Monday. Maybe tomorrow.
Well,
maybe tomorrow.
Never
knows. We never know.
He's confident. I'm nervous because with that little pink shirt, he's got some Stormy Daniel buttons going on. One of those could go at any time.
Yeah, watch your eyes.
Yeah,
that looks a little tight. Are you wearing Spanx? We can start.
Not a bad idea.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
You okay? Yeah, sorry. I'm just going through a rough breakup, so.
Well, I bet guys can be pretty mean. When you break up with them, right?
Or when they break up with you for being a real freaking person.
The acoustics in here are weird. It sounds like you were saying you got dumped. Someone said to you, I don't want to see you anymore, ever again. I don't want to have sex with you again. Somebody's told you, you got dumped?
Can you stop saying dumped?
Of course, I'm sorry. I just assumed that she wouldn't have to deal with stuff like that.
What? Because of my body or something like
your body, your whole head. Do you have every rib that I have?
Oh.
Everything really worked out for you. Where even are your organs?
I've always dealt with being really insecure, so it's nice to hear.
Shut up forever. What? You probably haven't been here before, but you have to wait in line and take a number.
Oh.
And this guy just calls out like a number completely out of sequence.
Okay.
It's like a weird game of bingo.
All right.
But no one wins.
What's your number?
So this is how it happens. Just like that.
Just like what happens, like what?
That is very clever.
I don't know why that's clever. What is clever? I was just asking what the number was.
And then I go, 118. And then you're like, no, your phone number.
Oh.
Yeah, you are good. How long have you been hanging on to that little nugget?
I haven't been holding on to that. That's
you
not a nugget.
You hang out in a lot of dry cleaners and hit on perfect girls. All right, give me your phone.
My phone?
Give me your phone. I'm going to give you my number.
Are you still talking
Don't
to me?
Don't chicken out now, son. Here, come on.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a radio show. We are a podcast. We have loyal listeners.
And if you are here, you are in the know. We also have a brand new app that we think you're going to love. It is powered by PlayApod from Mr. Todd Moore. Mm-hmm. And you're going to love the features and the functions on the Mike O'Mara Show app. Pop it on your phone today and get our show all day, every day. And more importantly, share it with somebody you know or you love. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Buying or selling a house, probably the biggest financial transaction of your life. It doesn't happen often, so probably you don't know what you're doing. Guess what? That's okay. You don't need to be an expert because Cornerstone First Financial has all the expertise you need. If you're buying, selling, refinancing, all you need to know is Cornerstone First is there for you. Yes, what's going on?
I'm just moving the mic around to make it work for you. Okay. You look great.
Okay, I'm getting
better. Oh, no, the guys are texting me saying that you look great on camera. You do.
Or are they?
They're in the other room.
No,
really.
That's what if you could see over there, it's Dan O'Brien and Andrea
in the production room,
and they're hugging.
If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, all you need is Cornerstone First. Whether you're in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, Colorado, Cornerstone is there to help you when you need it. They know exactly what to do. So even if you don't, you'll still be okay. It is a fact that interest rates are going up, so TMOS listeners need to act now. To refinance, to take cash out, or pay off debt before rates go up, Cornerstone First Financial is there to help you. They can figure out your best financial moves to get them done for you so you save money. Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado.
Yay!
Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. I feel better. You don't know that you feel like crap until you don't feel
like
crap
anymore.
Yes.
I feel better today than I have. Got a good night's sleep last night. But this thing that started here and stayed there, never got a cold,
stayed in my chest the whole time.
About 3 weeks, close to a month of this crap. And
did you find that you felt bad? Whenever I do, and I deal with bronchial stuff all the time, when you're on that 3 week journey, it feels like even if you feel good during the morning, were your worst times at night? Does it settle? Yeah, it really does, right?
Worst time would start at 5, 6 o'clock in the evening and then just be like, oh my God. And it's still not over yet, but I will always wonder whether all the crap that they are digging up down here, there are so many factors down here. We have wildfires down here. There are particulates in the air wherever you go. The fires start down here in Southwest Florida if somebody leaves like a power washer next to a mulch pile. Suddenly you'll get a wildfire. There is a mulch place where these industrial mulch places.
They
truck this crap into these large communities that has caught a fire. And it is just smoldering.
I believe this
massive fire with this massive plume of smoke down here.
When you have the massive mounds of mulch, what happens if there is no circulation of air? It can spontaneously combust.
Because there's
decay and it puts out methane.
I did not know that.
And that's what happens with the huge piles and the fires begin within.
It's why certain engineers we worked with would have their teeth spontaneously combust due to the decay. That's what would happen. But anyway, we are happy to have you with us. Did anybody watch the Andre the Giant?
Yes, I watched it this weekend.
Oh, how sad.
But how Andre marvelously done.
I heard it was beautiful. I haven't seen it yet.
Beautiful is a great word for it.
It was spectacularly done. A little heavy in the last third on the wrestling, okay? Because they all still want you to think that it's a sporting. No, it's not a sporting event. But it kind of got into that thing where when they were talking about Hulk Hogan not knowing what Andre the Giant was going to do with WrestleMania 3, I kind of felt, did you feel a little played on that?
I believed that.
I believe that because you know why? Because I'm still a little hinky on that. They knew.
It's a coin flip. But here's the deal: is that you're dealing with the two biggest stars in wrestling of all time to that point.
Yes.
And Andre had the ability to go in and change things because he had that much, a cachet in the wrestling community.
Also early in the wrestling world, while it's scripted sports entertainment.
Right,
right.
That
you're still physical in the ring. You still are doing.
There's probably a time within that organization where not everybody played by the rules. Like, even though it was like, this is what's supposed to happen.
It wasn't screwed down as tight.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. When you talk about, I think he had somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,000 matches.
Yeah.
What came through, and there was a lovely part about Rob Reiner casting him in The Princess Bride, and how when he came in to audition for the part, Rob Reiner didn't understand a word he said, and it didn't matter. And if you look at The Princess Bride, you can't understand a word
he said.
It's just, he's so childlike and charming. The way they did that, but the man was in a tremendous amount of pain, died alone in a hotel in Paris, France.
Oh, man. Yeah.
After his father had passed away. It's very sad, kind of a sad story.
The thing that I was most impressed with the documentary is that it really humanized someone who had never been human in the public eye. I mean, from the first time you saw him, he was a giant.
Yeah,
but then when you realize, when he started to wind down and he bought a farm in North Carolina and would go to the corner store and just the people accepted him as a guy.
So they chronicle his life after wrestling as well.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, pretty much his whole from birth to death.
And he died young because of the condition that he had where, you know, the organs didn't keep up with the growth in his body. And I forgot what the name of the condition was.
A coxman, if I remember correctly, right?
They
said that the ladies enjoyed him. Yes.
And the ladies, let's be honest, there's a type of woman that gravitated to the giant because, they had a funny segment of that.
Yes.
They handled it tastefully, but they talked about his ring size and his shoe size.
Yes.
And I think it was Ric Flair was doing that shtick.
Ooh, yeah.
And talking about, well, he had a 43 ring size and a 23 and a half shoe. It was just, you said, do the math, okay?
And also,
every woman was curious,
How great was it when they started going on to, and I guarantee you.
Not every woman. Let me, I should hit the misogyny alarm for me. No. Not every woman was curious.
That's right.
There were certain women, and he fathered a child, so it was possible.
I'm curious.
They never found the mother.
Saddest part of the documentary was when he was on an airplane, and he wouldn't be able to use the toilet, and he'd be flying over to Japan for wrestling matches, and he'd be 14 hours of flight. They had to pull a curtain, and he had to go in a bucket. Sad moments. The man was in a lot of pain, and he was in pain emotionally, and he was in pain physically, and it was just a fascinating story, and I never got a chance to interview Andre the Giant. Interviewed so many wrestlers. Big John Studd was somebody who used to come on our show a little bit. I had The Undertaker on.
The Undertaker picked me up and held me over his head. This is a strong guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was horrified.
Fascinating. And at the
very about his drinking? I kept trying to
mythological
process.
Mythological drinking.
I kept trying to process all the stories about his drinking. And then this is what I came up with is even if they were lying by 400%, if he only drank 28 beers at a sitting, that's amazing. But he drank 108.
Well, 108.
He would order wine by the case.
Yeah, he would order wine by the case. And Rob Reiner talks about on the set of The Princess Bride that the Beaujolais would arrive and he would drink, he said one day during taping, that 20 bottles of wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
20 bottles of wine. But based
which
on the
actually
size,
is about equal to 108 beers.
Yeah,
if you think about it, that's obviously his cutoff.
But you look at him at the end, and you know who knows whether it was the booze, who knows what it was, but it took its toll.
Sad,
and
very
the
sad.
Guy was but he had you could only measure these documentaries a certain way. But you look at the way people speak about him, from Vince McMahon, who he had a falling out with, through Hulk Hogan, through Ric Flair, through the personal assistant that he had. And you see these men getting completely emotional about it, and you realize that's kind of the measure of the guy, that he was that he had a childlike quality. And I think when you look at a man that can crush your head like a grape with his right hand, and he's gentle, that had to be a fascinating combination. And he probably made up for the fact that people were scared of him because he was so massive by being that gentle guy. And I thought it was just absolutely fascinating to see what kind of he makes an impression on you.
And really great does, archival footage. I had forgotten about Vince McMahon hosting wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him and he's hosting.
Back when I started my radio career with Don, that's when the WrestleManias were at their absolute zenith. And, and then there was a period of time on the Don and Mike show, wasn't there, Rob, where we We kind of overdid the wrestlers.
Oh, you know, I don't know that you could possibly overdo wrestling, Mike.
Lisa Herndon and Charlie Broyhill.
They liked the wrestlers, yeah.
They liked the wrestling, and we booked a lot of wrestlers.
But
on the
never
show.
Two in a consecutive day, just like every other day.
Just to clarify for our listeners, it's on HBO, not Netflix.
Right. It is an HBO doc.
I just I was like, I think I like see what's coming up new on Netflix just by the queue, right? Yeah. And then I just looked it up. It's on HBO. If it's on HBO and it just came out, like I would say 10 days ago.
Roughly.
Right. Roughly, maybe 6 days ago. I mean, I've been seeing trailers for this forever.
Yeah.
It must be that good.
Well, between the Shandling documentary, I mean, HBO is really batting 1,000. I have in my TiVo, haven't watched it. Have you seen the Paterno movie yet?
I have, yes.
How is that?
That's revealing, and I think really at this point in time in his career, you got Pacino being Pacino, and it is it will make you, if you're normal like everybody else, you will be angry at their culpability. And
but Paterno, not Pacino.
Pacino plays Paterno.
Yes. Okay. I didn't know that. I don't know how that even works.
Pacino. I said about Al Pacino's kind of playing the same character now. I think that you get into that. But he plays...
Scent of a woman, but it's a football coach.
He does a good job.
You got to run left.
I don't understand what's happening. What do you mean he touched the ball?
God, no!
What do you mean he touched the ball? Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. The whole trial's out of order. You mean to tell me that he went into the shower and touched a boy? Is that what you're telling me? For the love of God, get him out of the shower. Get him out of the shower with the boy.
And scene.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you.
That was marvelous.
By the way, test drove that one. Back in the day. Do you remember?
Yes.
And the Grandmaster didn't dig it. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do it. I wanted to put it in the regular part of my stable.
Yes.
And it went by the by. He wanted me to do Paul Schaefer.
Well, we saved it for the box set.
There you go. I don't understand.
Do you think Paul Schaefer would be good as Joe Paterno?
He played with some kids in the pool. He played with some kids in the pool.
So
what?
Do you think Paul Schaefer would make a good Joe Paterno?
Joe Paterno?
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that right now, David.
So the doc highlights how culpable they were for not.
No, it's not a doc. It's a movie.
It's a movie.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
It's a docudrama.
Yes.
And at the end of that, and it's not a spoiler alert.
No, it's been in the news. Yeah.
But the point of view would be that perhaps Paterno knew about this guy, knew that there was a problem. I don't think he knew exactly. I think it was being raised in the devout Roman Catholic house I was.
Yes.
I can speak to this because one of the reasons, and this is getting into the real weeds with this issue, and I'm painting with real broad strokes, but hear me out here. In my house, okay, specifically with my father, when it came to matters of sexuality, there was kind of this, I can sum it up by this one, all right, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Ah, whatever. You didn't deal with it. And I think when you're talking about priests that get into the problems with this and this kind of stuff, there's a lot of this, I don't want to talk about it. There's a lot of just ignoring. We don't want to talk about the subject. Mm-hmm. We don't want to deal with the subject. And the point of view of the Joe Paterno movie was that was the way they portrayed Paterno. That was just like,
okay,
there was a naivete there. There was a not wanting to really recognize what it was. There
perhaps was naivete by design.
Maybe, but also a tremendous amount of ignorance about that. And let's be honest, back in the day, you had it's only in the last 20 years where all of this stuff has exploded on the national consciousness, where we've all become experts on the seamy side of perversion and pedophilia and molestation, because we're all educated about this now. And so we're all experts on it. Back in the day, you know, you if you were a guy that had you know, raised Catholic and you have seven kids and you're growing up in a normal household and you don't have those proclivities, you probably are completely
ignorant
of these type of things. But at the same time, I think they make a point that there was enough evidence up there at Penn State. And by the way, it makes the student body during that period of time at Penn State seem just pretty thick-headed, where they're just Joe Pa. And I remember I talked about that when that went down, that it was kind of insane that they, you know, their big football coach, their grandpa, their daddy. Well, let's think about the victims of this monster, Jerry Sandusky, and everything that went down there. This is going on right now as we speak when you talk about the gymnastics organization, which is a culture of ignoring what was happening to these beautiful young women, these talented athletes that were just horribly abused by the system. I think every parent out there that hears my voice, and I think about this with my little guy, and I'm thinking about Little League. I'm thinking about that. I love my kid participating in sports, but I think all the parents are out there. There are two things you need to do. I think you have to keep a watchful eye over your kid like you would in an airport or a shopping mall. And also, you don't turn your children over to an organization to further their athletic abilities. If you do that, you still have to be engaged and know what's going on, because it's kind of crazy when you think about this.
And you have to communicate with your children. You got to talk to your children. You got to be open to your children too. Yeah.
There's nothing in my life right now that I love more than my 4.5-year-old son. He is absolutely the light of my life. And this is where you talk about that naivete, and maybe Paterno had it, maybe other people had it. I can't wrap my head around people that it's the monstrosity of this is Jerry Sandusky does not deserve to be in a jail cell right now. That's just the way I look at it. Okay. Jerry Sandusky deserves to be dragged through a field somewhere. I just cannot. It's stunning to me. But with that said, because of the way I feel, I still keep a watchful eye over all these situations because as horrible as it is to say, when you got people around children, all of these things happen when people are around these. So beware of, you might think this person's a perfectly reasonable person, but it just, the only place this is going to happen is where people are in lines of work
and
where they're working closely with children. And it's sick to say, but it's not sick because it happens.
My mom would say when I would leave the house, as embarrassing as it was to my brother and I, she would point at our belts and really our crotch region and say, "No dejen que te toquen tu cosita," which means don't let them touch your little thingy. Mm-hmm. And
that's true. You have to educate your kids at a young age.
But that was like
made comments to Michael about it.
That was the parting, like, "Love ya. Don't let them touch your thingy." And it was kind of like weird. We're all right, mom. All right, weird. Moving on. Yeah. But that was from when I remember being a little kid, and my mom just
and
yelling.
God bless her for having the foresight to do that, because you need to do it. And it just, man, it just makes me. The idea of people doing that. But with that said, with that repulsion that the overwhelming majority of people feel, don't let that repulsion make you avoid pursuing something that you might think is hinky.
That's the problem, yeah.
If you think there's something hinky, there's probably something hinky. And
go
with your gut. Talk to your kids and let them know what's going on. And it always creeps me out. Because you know what? What was I watching the other day? I'm trying to think. I was watching the college kids on Jeopardy. And now maybe because of my advanced age, they're children.
Aren't they?
I'm watching them. They're kids. And they've got the kid looks. They're these brilliant, more brilliant than I'll ever be. And I'm watching them. They're kids. And I love them. And that means that I love kids from, 21, my daughter's age, all the way to the little ones that are running around T-ball. And I don't think here's the sad part. Do we ever eradicate this behavior? Can we ever identify?
I would say we're closer than ever because
we've taken definite strides.
I mean, it is now part of the public consciousness. But when you watch College Jeopardy and you see those kids, don't you think back when you were 18, 19, 20 and how smart we thought we were and how grown up we thought we were? And you see them and they're children. They're children.
I know. Makes me want to wish I'd gone to a better school. Anyway, we have to take a break. You know, you look at AU and you're looking at Tufts.
Yeah.
Columbia.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. You can look down from...
I was going to go into archaeology, but then I decided that I'd get a law degree. And it's like, and I'm sitting there going, hey!
Keep in mind, commercial. Mike, keep in mind, if you screw up at AU, you can still get into VCU.
There you go. That's right. Amen, brother. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. It's all give
and take, and you just... The way you experience the Mike O'Meara Show and the shows of the More Network has changed. Introducing the all-new TMOS app, powered by TMSoft, with the full functionality of the PlayaPod app, featuring time-coded bookmarks, improved media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer. With this update, you get everything in one sleek package. Access to MikeO'MearaShow.com.
The ability to call the show and talk to the guys.
Download it now on iTunes or through the Google Play Store. And take the funny into the future.
You know what? Jim Amato.
Great guy.
Genius.
Jim Amato, you do more for me to promote the show than anybody that's within our own group.
He had that ready yesterday.
Jim, I couldn't have written that. You know more about that app than I do, and it's my name on the show. You are phenomenal. You are absolutely phenomenal. And thank you for that. And everything Jim said about the app that I've already forgotten is spectacular. The sleep timer. The sleep feature on it. Being able to call the show from the new app immediately. Right. I mean, you could do that on the old version, but you can do it easier now. And bookmarking.
You can create your favorite show playlist.
Oh, it's so cool.
And by the way, just a quick sidebar.
Let's do some of our own stuff, okay? Let's take his lead and do some of our own stuff. Okay, Rob, can we do that?
Yes, you bet.
Let's do that. All right, thank you.
If you love the app, please give it a 5-star review and update your review because the old reviews are gone.
Okay, so we need to update that.
Them, please.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. I know you've heard me talk about the amazing Sleep Number 360 smart beds. They're so smart, they respond to your every movement and automatically adjust to you. So, here's some great news. Sleep Number is introducing even more of these innovative beds, and their latest smart beds are even more comfortably priced. And take it from me, I love my Sleep Number bed. Couples always disagree on mattress firmness, but Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on your side so it's just right for both of you. You can actually feel how it contours to your neck, shoulders, back, and hips, relieving pressure points for more proper spinal alignment. There's even an adjustment for snoring. How great is that? So great!
Great!
My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carlos is a 65, and last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95 with 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Hello! Woo! You can probably tell today.
Hello!
Coming now to see the latest Sleep Number 360 smart beds with introductory savings up to $300 plus special financing. Just ask the Sleep Number store for details. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the store nearest you and tell them I sent you. We'd appreciate that as well. Hello! Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I think I knock on wood. I think I've turned the corner. So welcome back to the show. Whoa. I want to say thank you to one of our new clients, Fab Fit Fun.
Yes.
Mrs. O'Meara received her Fab Fit Fun box yesterday. Isolate this and send this out to the good people at Fab Fit Fun. Because I want to tell you, if you experience what I experienced, you are going to have happy wife, happy life, because the people at Fab Fit Fun. I am going to tell you the response that she got. It was Christmas morning.
Yes.
She got the moisturizer hair stuff. She got the eye thing to put over her. Look, I'm a guy. All right. I'm just going to tell you everything that she opened up in this box, including these leather, like eye mask that you sleep with and you put in the refrigerator. So you have your eyes cool gently as you sleep. It was, and by the way, I don't know what it says about me because it had little like chicky kind of designs on it and stars. And I want to borrow it for myself because I'd like to get the old bags to go down.
Oh, I thought it was just for cosplay.
It's no, it's beautiful, and yeah. And everything in there, she loved it. She had all this marvelous
quality.
Stuff.
Everything there is quality.
Carrie got hers yesterday too, and
I didn't think an exfoliating sponge would be something that would get her this excited. But it's the editor's pack that she got,
like a diamond ring. Carrie never gets excited for stuff that comes in, and she says,
especially the show.
My box came here today. I said, open it, and she pulled out, and she thought I had hand selected everything for her. That's what a great job these people do. There's a mug in hers that says,
Carla got the mug.
I'd rather be napping. It's like, I said, oh my God, they know you.
No, that's
they know
woman.
You. But anyway,
it's terrible. Hit the alarm.
I think it's fine. You. Like,
sorry,
but yeah, it is so much, and she had so much fun going through it and opening
the big
it.
Win.
Every surprise.
Salute to the people at FabFitFun, and you know, after the bubble funeral and the day she had, it was nice to see. Nice
a
to
pleasant
see my bride
surprise.
Smile. Yes, sirree. Mm-hmm. Nice to see her smile. Isn't that great? Yeah. And then we you know, got on to arguing about what's on television, and there's just nothing we can agree on. And there's nothing really that I'm finding right now out there in the world of TV land. I've checked in. I will give a thumbs up to Lost in Space on Netflix.
If Please. You are
if you are somebody who remembers the old show, it'll work for you.
Uh-huh.
A little better than somebody who hasn't seen the show before. But but it's also standalone sci-fi. It's standalone. Pony, you're getting excited. You seem to like this program, correct?
They did a very, very good job with it. It's beautiful to look at. The HDR is gorgeous. I thought the scene with the Oreo cookies was a little bit much with the show, but other than that, it's a lot of fun.
Did he say
it's
a lot of fun?
It's Oreos.
Oreos.
Okay. There was this awful shill for Oreo cookies.
I see.
See, is that deeper into it?
I think it's episode 2.
Do you hate food? What was wrong with it?
It was so shameless and obvious. The girl, she has to do chores, like space chores, and she finishes her chores.
Space chores.
Do your space chores?
And then she gets a box of Oreos, and she's like, oh, here's my prize, and like holds it up for the camera. It's so awful,
somebody's got to pay for the production.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, National Biscuit Company probably wrote a huge check for that.
It was shilly.
It Pony's right when it's good to look at. It's truly amazing that now television content on streaming services it has production values equal to, if not surpassing, what you would see in feature films. It is that good. For those of you that have a little nostalgia trip, yes, they have everybody in it. Yes, they have Dr. Smith, but the Dr. Smith twist is just incredibly dark and incredibly different from the way the show used to be. So it's really fascinating.
Do they have the robot?
Of course they have the robot.
Good. Yeah. Okay, just checking.
Robot's a huge part of the opening episode. I urge you to take a
look. I will take a look. Yeah, I would like that very much.
It's good. But with that said, I have to tell you, if I love something, it's going to be every night until I get done watching it. And there is nothing that has knocked my heart in the dirt to the extent where I want to linger with it. By the way, I regret the fact that I haven't completely consumed Homeland, because that gets me when I see it. But I'll watch an episode.
Skip
There's
this
a
week's
new
episode.
Show with Last Bill Hader episode. Called Skip Barry it. That's on, I think, HBO. And I will log some time with that, because it's comedic and it's
Barry
dark and all
great.
That. Barry is a great
I
show.
I love Barry.
But none of them have me in a pure
what's
zone
the last
of
show,
addiction.
What's the last show that sucked you in as an addiction?
Great question.
Oh, God. Like with a binge?
Yeah. Like the
Mind
one that sucked
Hunter.
You in. Yeah.
Mindhunter.
That was. That got you on the first episode.
Mindhunter. I watched every episode for like a week, and I consumed it. And then prior to that was probably The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
Where I watched every episode, where you cannot miss it. That's what I'm going for. That's the bar now that these television producers have to grab us with. You got to get something that's going to, because we are so inundated with all this programming that if we don't binge on, if you're not getting somebody that's going to binge your show, I'd love to see the
it's like a failure
that Oscar.
You know what?
Yeah, it's a failure.
It is a
right?
failure if it's not binge worthy.
Yeah.
I have a question. I have a question for you, and because we do it in our house too. There's so much out there that you can't decide on one thing, so you almost end up watching nothing. Is it because
that's
there's
kind of where I am right now?
I mean, because it never used to be that way when there was four channels. Do you think there is so much content that's why people are just they're overwhelmed?
I think what we have now is a great example. We just talked about it. Would be The Handmaid's Tale,
yes,
which was critically acclaimed and
the Andout show.
You have to have a Breaking Bad, Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things.
Better Call Saul.
Have such a, it has to strike the consciousness more so than the crap we used to get, which is great, right? Because the well, that means the quality is going to be
everyone
wonderful.
Step up their game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I was reading
you have to
an article, Warren Littlefield, who is the executive producer of Handmaid's Tale, was talking about that you can't come back now when you have a show that's that critically acclaimed and maintain the standard. You have to go past it. You have to do better.
Ever forward.
It's just this there right now in Hollywood with these producers of television, there is this quality boom that's happening, which is benefiting all of us. But at the same time, I think there's so much out there that maybe some really good stuff is getting lost in the shuffle.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Warren Littlefield, former NBC guy, right?
Warren Littlefield, yeah.
Yeah, so he got out of NBC and went to The Handmaid's Tale. That's a smart jump.
You got Hulu, you got NBC. It's a little incestuous.
But still, that's cool that he's doing that.
He's got a production company. That's what he does now. He's producing television. And I don't know. I'm just in this. I'm looking because it's... it's April, and it's TV night, and I'm looking for something to get.
I mean, you've got the NBA playoffs, but outside of that, as far as sports, you know, how many Red Sox games are you going to watch, right?
Well, I look in on that, too, and I'll give that two innings, and then I'll drift off. And at the same time, I am not going to get sucked in by the Washington Capitals in the playoffs again this year. Don't be confused, even if they come back. And they have this miraculous comeback against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Don't think for a second, Nicholas Backstrom, that I don't know what your game is. That your game is to be eating a meatball in Sweden by June 1st, okay? I know your game. I know your game.
That's the game plan. Hey, Mike, I do have one piece of good news for you.
DGH, Capitals fans. Giant G, giant H. Don't get happy.
You don't need to watch the Capitals, Mike, because Trading Spaces is back.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth. No, be very afraid. Are they playing again tonight? Are the Capitals playing
tonight? No, I think
tonight?
Their next game is a day game on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, because think about it. It was two nights ago, right?
Last night they won.
Yeah,
Last night
they won.
Two nights ago.
A double overtime win.
Right.
So they would play tonight. Win. I think they played tonight. But I think you're right.
We'll tell you when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, because I might be looking in because I just get sucked in.
Don't get happy.
Today, 7:30. Tonight.
In Columbus. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Fridays on the More Network. Red Hot Extra Show action.
Bonus.
You think five shows a week are enough? You're wrong.
Bonus.
See the Bluminator transform into a 30-foot-tall tech-supporting robot. Watch Rob Spiewak jump this hot rod music machine over 50 interns and make them cry. You want DC douchebaggery? We've got Santana. We've got scholarships. And we've got spite houses. Speaking of swamps, Mike O'Mara is killing it in Cocoonville. There might be cussing.
Bonus.
Get it now. MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We talked about it earlier in the show. I'm going to talk about it again. Fab Fit Fun.
Yes.
If you are still trying to figure out the perfect gift for the woman who gave you everything, let me tell you about Fab Fit Fun, and let me tell you about how Mrs. O'Mara reacted to her Fab Fit Fun box when it arrived yesterday. The excitement level, nothing I could do in my world to make her this excited than when she got her FabFitFun box. It is a new seasonal subscription box for women everywhere to discover new brands and products for a life well lived. That's the nice way of saying your special someone, your mom, your wife, your sister, your cousin, they're going to be excited because FabFitFun is like 12 gifts for the price of one. Goodies from lots of categories: health, beauty, fitness, lifestyle, valued at over $200. Carla got hers yesterday, lifted up the box top, and dove in to these full-size products. They're all full-size, by the way.
Yeah.
No samples of anything. Many items' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. FabFitFun boxes, she went nuts.
Yeah.
She went absolutely nuts. She got the eye mask. She got the creams, the loofah thing. It's not a loofah. It's an exfoliant. Look, I'm a guy. I'm just going to tell you.
She's happy.
But it's a big win.
If you haven't signed up yet, it's not too late. Use our promo code TMOS for $10 off the editor's box. That's the thing Carla got yesterday. That is only $39.99 for over a $200 value. And I checked with Mrs. O'Mara, and you know what she said? I said, is that over a $200 value? She goes, yes, idiot. Thank you. Try FabFitFun today. Go to FabFitFun.com to subscribe and start getting the box designed for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS. Please use the code.
Yes.
That gets you $10 off your first box. That's just $39.99 for products valued over $200. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. She loved it. You're going to love it.
Hello!
And people are already talking. I know I'm going to get emails from people from the ladies going, you know, I know Merle Rogers is going to email me and go, I got mine and it was absolutely perfect.
It is perfect. It's so cool.
Anyway, God, what's the matter with me today? I just feel like this new... It's like, that's how down I've been with this lung thing. I feel like I'm coming
out of it. You faked it so well on air, though.
And also, you exfoliated.
Yeah, I exfoliated.
His lungs.
So the Capitals, the perennial disappointment of the Washington Capitals, playing again tonight at 7:30 in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. We'll see.
So by Saturday is a day game, though. There is one game that's in the afternoon.
So by the way, it's at 3 p.m., Saturday, 3 p.m.
If you're, and this is for non-sports fans, if you're not a hockey fan and you happen to get this game in your neck of the woods, don't watch it because you're a hockey fan. Watch it to see the coach of the Washington Capitals, who looks like one of the vampires in 30 Days of Night.
Wow.
All right. So if you want to just see a man who looks like the vampire, not the main vampire, but the bald vampire, the one that just kind of goes like that. By the way, still one of the greatest horror movies in the history of horror movies, 30 Days of Night. No God. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That is serious. That's one of the greatest horror movies I've ever seen. I love that movie. I could watch it again and again and again. Makes me kind of sick that way.
No, it's good. Back. Repetitive watching of horror, it numbs you to the real horrors of real life.
Barry Trotz is the guy you think looks
Barry
like.
Barry Trotz.
Yeah.
Barry Trotz. Look up Vampires in 30
oh
Days
Oh, my God,
of Night.
You're right.
There
Holy
he is,
yes.
The bald guy. The bald guy.
It's like right out of central casting for that movie.
Barry Trotz.
When he looks at the camera tonight in the post game and says, no goal.
I want to thank Zoolander for the stunning Applebee's margarita review.
He's the best.
He was talking about the fact that perhaps the dollar margaritas at Applebee's are not exactly the most stunningly well put together margaritas.
The ingredient I took away from the mixology was 3 gallons of tap water.
Tap water.
And there's anything more disgusting. I mean, I know water is water,
no.
But tap water.
For
tap
a dollar, water, yeah. Though, you can't, I mean, can you really complain? Yeah.
And if I can offer some insight, because, you know, I had a party where I recreated my margaritas from Iguanaria, water is the primary ingredient.
Oh.
You have, because they put a mix together. I'm sure they do the same thing at Appletini's, that they put the mix together, and then you have to make the mix with the water. So it's a concentrate.
Well, you're rehydrating the mix. Yeah, I understand, still.
But he didn't care for that.
Tap water.
I don't know, by the way, with my on the wagon status, if I'll be sampling a margarita anytime in the near future.
We didn't know you were on the wagon.
No, you didn't mention that.
No, I like to take my March to the end of April off. And
Now, what about you?
I usually do February to February. I've done a year before I do, but at the minimum, I usually take a couple, 3 weeks
now,
off.
Now, Cinco de Mayo falls on the May 5th this year, and this is
Cinco
a double
dipper. Not a relevant holiday for the boy.
But here is why it's a double dipper. That's also Derby Day. May 5th is Derby Day. Will you treat yourself to a julep or something?
Boom, bam.
That's complicated. That's... I may choose to talk about that on the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour while we're not going to a derby party.
I'll put it at the top of the list.
It's really complicated.
I don't understand.
Man.
I don't understand.
Let me see if I can tease it. We got a text that I can't talk about it.
Just
I can't
say talk it. About it right Come now. On.
I'll talk about it during
tomorrow?
The bonus show.
Okay. Tomorrow, I'll put it at the top of the list.
I'll talk about it during the bonus show. That's
us.
Where I'll be comfortable
Cliffhanger
talking
alert,
about
yes.
it. And it was a moment, and I'll open it up to my mates.
Can't
and
wait.
You can give me some insight about that. And it was interesting.
Does it require analysis before we have a conclusion?
Yeah, probably. You'll probably no. I don't think. I think you're probably going to come down on my side with it.
Some handwriting analysis.
We haven't really decided what's going on.
Breathe into this tube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we did, I get to my compliment that I was trying to do at the beginning of the show at the Garlic Festival.
No.
That's perfect because we've got a real short break here. I will tell you that the Garlic Festival in Fort Myers that I talked about last week that I was going to attend was really not including any real garlic. So it was.
Do they grow garlic in Florida? I know the big Garlic Festival is Gilroy, California. That's what
I don't know, Rob. Don't know if they grow it. They didn't have a lot of it. They
you
had
gotta go
usual-
down there and pick it. It's a bulb.
They had a moon bounce for the kids. They had vendors selling everything from pizza to hot dogs to actually donuts. They had a little donut stand, had a little ice cream stand. And then in the middle of it, they had what was probably the equivalent to a U2 soundstage for this local band they had. And it was truly stunning because this thing that they had set up was in the middle of this field.
Uh-huh.
There were probably 300 people at this festival, and the band had a sound system that was for 10,000.
Wow. Do you remember the name of the band?
They're all, hey, how are you? How's it going, everybody? Is this too loud? Hey, we're Sideswipe. We're Sideswipe, and we want to make sure everybody's in. I'm saying to my wife, meanwhile, I said, Jesus Christ, I can't even hear myself think. And it's just like, hey, everybody, we're Sideswipe. Want to make sure everybody's having a great time. And we're going to play a little, is this too loud? Is this too loud for you right now?
Oh, no.
It was terrible.
Did they actually say, is it too loud?
No.
Okay, good. Because they honestly didn't care.
I was wishing they said that.
They just want you to be loud.
The little guy had a good time. You know, we had a few little snacks. And then after the snacks, we headed out. And I was going over to throw away what was left of my garlic sauce gyro that I was having for lunch. And I was putting in, there was a delightful African-American gentleman, and the wind was starting to kick up. And I engaged him, one of the maintenance staff there, and I said, man, I tell you, I think some things are going to go airborne before this day is over. He said, you got that right. Hey, by the way, can I tell you something? You look like somebody pretty famous. And, you know, I always like that.
Oh,
like,
whoa.
Hey, how nice.
Yes, sir. I wait for the coming. I'm getting ready to leave. And he looks at me and says, you look just like that guy, Jonathan Goodman.
Oh.
You mean John Goodman, sir? He said, yeah, John Goodman from Roseanne.
The Burger King?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
King Ralph.
Yeah.
King Ralph. From Roseanne.
Yeah, from the Roseanne reboot.
I look like John Goodman, and I got back in the car feeling incredibly happy about myself.
Jonathan Goodman.
John Goodman. Yeah. I think he might have said John Goodman. I don't know. Didn't matter. Made me feel like crap.
I don't know. I'm surprised you didn't see John Goodman at the festival. Sounds like his cup of tea.
Next to the garlic gyro. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus package. It's the worst time of the year. The cops caught you in the HOV lane. Your fish is dead. You're out of Spider-Man waffles. And your donuts for dad's experience was tainted by awkward silence and bad gluing technique. What will you do? What will you do? Well, Dick of the Year, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy. And every week, that will change you from a so-so Rofo into a never-crying Dan O'Brien.
La la la.
Everybody's heard that the bird is the word. God. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, get the bonus show.
Do it.
There we go. Thank you, Reba. Hold on, I gotta put the thing back on and then press that. Bird is the word.
News.
Ah, John Goodman.
Jonathan Goodman.
Jonathan Goodman.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Goodman. President George H.W. Bush issued a statement yesterday on the passing of his wife, Barbara, who died the day before. He said, quote, I always knew Barbara was the most beloved woman in the world, and, in fact, I used to tease her that I had a complex about that fact. But the truth is, the outpouring of love and friendship being directed at the Enforcer, I love her, they call her that, is lifting us all up. We have faith that she is in heaven, and we know life will go on as she would have it. So cross the bushes off your worry list. What a classic.
That's sweet. Very nice.
George turns 94 in June. He and Barbara were married for 73 years. The day Barbara died, his office said he held her hand all day and was, quote, at her side when she left this good earth. And for Roger Stone, hey, Todd, hang around other people, okay, please. Roger Stone, who called her a drinker and said nasty things, it takes a special kind of a-hole to say bad things about the dead the day they die.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think he's a scumbag.
Oh, he loves it, though. He loves being a scumbag.
Yeah, I know. And he'll never darken any project I do whatsoever. Major League Baseball postponed its 25th game yesterday. And even though it seems like people complain about early season cancellations every year, 25 canceled games in just 3 weeks is a lot. And they say that a lot.
They cancel them a lot, Goodell.
Since 1986, there have been 25 weather-related postponements. In the first month, only one other time, that was 2007, when there were 26 overall. Although one of those wasn't weather-related, it was in response to the death of St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Josh Hancock. But April is only half over right now. There are still 12 days left, so there will probably be more cancellations since there have been 14 in just the past 6 days.
Wow.
The craziest postponement was just a few days ago in Toronto. They've got a dome, but they had to cancel when falling ice pierced a hole in the roof. So,
hey, way to go, Canada.
This is a very, very unusual. You guys are living it up there. It's a pretty weird April, isn't it?
We had spring for 2 days, and it's back to winter.
Yeah, and then we'll have summer.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, it'll we'll be see. 90 in 3 days.
Yeah.
Homeland is now in its seventh season on Showtime, and an eighth season for next year has already been ordered. But Claire Danes says that will be the last one. In an interview yesterday, she said she's really conflicted about it, ending, quote, I'll be ready. My character is under constant duress. It's a workout. It sure is for her.
Yeah.
So I'll be ready for a reprieve from that. But I've never done anything for this long. I've been married for as long, maybe a year longer. She's funny. The show premiered in 2011, and Claire has been married to actor Hugh Dancy since 2009. And speaking of her family life, she also revealed that she's pregnant with her second child. She and Hugh also have a 5-year-old son. And that is a demanding role.
That
Carrie.
Is.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie on Homeland. Oh, my God.
She's a good, ugly crier.
Scary.
Oh, yeah. She's what's the matter with me? A woman died recently. This is an amazing story.
Okay.
Would that we would have the luck. And she left $10 million to a radio station. All that is known about her is that her name was Suzanne, and she loved music. Oh, and apparently she was loaded.
Yeah.
The money went to 90.3 KEXP, an alternative public radio station in Seattle. Supposedly, the woman did have family ties to the city, but didn't live there. She had apparently given them money before. She told them she was planning to make a donation before she died, but she was young and she didn't say how much it would be, so they were still shocked. According to the Seattle Times, most of the money will be placed in a long-time reserve, providing seed money to local education programs revolving around music, services for emerging artists, outreach activities, and more. And if there is a listener close to death, likes the Mike O'Mara show, I'm what? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll stop.
And also, I doubt the fact that a Seattle rock station, I think they will use $10 million for seed money, but the seeds are going to be for pot.
You know, let me just ignore Oscar for a second and say, like, if you're out there and, you're wondering, what the hell do I live? Well, why leave it to my ungrateful kids?
Right.
Why don't I give it to something that will keep on going and make people happy? We're here to help.
Yeah.
We're here to help at TMOS.
Isn't it great, Mike, if you know that your money is going to something tangible and real?
Yeah, something tangible that people can enjoy every single day.
That's right.
You know, mm-hmm. Those microphones don't buy themselves. That's all I'm saying. According to a new study, the average American...
Hello!
According to a new study, the average American experiences 1,205 stressful events a year. I should say that number correctly. 1,205 stressful events a year. That includes everything from sitting in standstill traffic to getting annoyed when your Wi-Fi cuts out. And our favorite way to express that frustration is by swearing.
Yes.
No.
A naughty word.
Mm.
The average person drops their first swear word at 10:54 a.m. each day, and 25% of us don't even make it to 9 a.m. Here are the, you know, it's just any little thing that goes wrong,
sure.
You cuss. And I don't understand it because I've always thought that swearing is the devil's window. Thank you. Thank you very much. Didn't give the list of things.
Oh my God!
It's no, like pulled out of their ass over the complete sheet.
Really. Close the window, please. Satan.
Thank you. And now a little something, something. A 23-year-old man was hospitalized Monday for falling off his bike after drinking too much. He was arrested later that day after police said he struck another man with a folding chair at Bayfront Health Center in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Florida?
Jimmy McRae faces a charge of battery, police said. The incident took place at 11 a.m. Monday. Police said McRae was brought to the hospital after falling off his bike, and he appeared to be under the influence of alcohol. While he was being treated at the hospital, officers say McRae removed a C-clamp from around his neck, jumped out of bed, and approached his girlfriend in the ER. So I guess he went right out into the waiting room.
Mm.
Staff members asked him to return to bed, but Mr. McRae became angry and picked up a metal folding chair and swung it around. Police said he hit a man in the leg. Hospital security then restrained Mr. McRae. Jimmy McRae!
Jimmy!
And secured him to a hospital bed with leather straps.
Nice.
Loosen these straps, then.
That's according to the report, and he was arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, another slogan. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got a slogan? A new slogan for Florida.
Yep. Florida, even our hospitals are crazy. Thank you very much. All right, there we are.
How far is St. Petersburg?
2.5 hours up the crazy drive.
That would be
75.
Mike, you can loosen the straps, but that would be much too vulgar a display of power.
Yeah. I don't know. Real kookies up in the St. Peter's area.
Yeah.
St. Petersburg. Yeah. Let's take a break, and we will come back with the audio vault and Rob.
Restrained in bed, was he?
Yeah.
Wow. How no about
need.
That?
No need at all. Put a cat on. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore.
Yeah,
and we're trying
Oscar.
To bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes. And we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
Oh, F you, Rob.
Hey. Listen to Tech 411.
What?
It's available 411 on MikeOmeraShow.com. Or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 411 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Ready to get on a plane and chat with Todd.
Hi,
gotta
Todd.
Got to have a talk with your friend.
Tomo?
I really do. Yeah, absolutely. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows that. Here's what you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, so start clicking. Because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Every year, it seems, Carrie and I would have to buy new garden hoses because they sit in the sun and they rot and they crack and you run over them and they're horrible, right? So like 3 years ago, we saw it on TV and I went to Amazon and I bought this hose. It is one of those expandable garden hoses.
Mm.
So when you turn on the water, it goes from a 17-foot length to a 50-foot length. And then when you turn the water off, it gets small again. It has a built-in valve. It has solid brass construction on either side, and it lasts forever. And the thing is, it doesn't take up any space at all. This comes with a storage bag. A storage bag.
So it goes from a dinky drip to a hell of a hose.
Exactly. A so-so Rofo to a never-crying Dan O'Brien. But it's,
that's wonderful.
This garden hose is fantastic.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the hose and more at the top of MikeOmaraShow.com. So get clicking, everybody. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. Thursday, April 19, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
I'm no great fan of Will Smith, but you cannot argue with his success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, great recording artist, successful television show, movie career. Add to his skills, storyteller. He posted on YouTube, this was trending yesterday, this is a great story. He was at the BET Awards many years ago, and Suge Knight was causing trouble backstage. He's vague about what happens and why that happens. So he ducked into a coat closet to avoid the trouble. Guess who was also in the coat closet? Michael Jackson.
I'm standing there, and I got my head up against the door, and I'm listening, and people are running, and I'm hearing screaming and all of that stuff. I'm listening, listening, and all of a sudden, it starts to get quiet. And I hear,
hey.
And I turn around, and Michael Jackson is behind me in the closet. I was like, oh, Mike?
He's like, hey, how you doing? What do you think's going on out there?
Shug and them tripping.
Shug's always tripping. All that success and he can't figure out how to be happy.
Yeah, it's crazy, Mike.
So you like comic books?
Yeah. I love comics, Mike. I love comics. And I don't know nothing about no comic books, but I'm here with Michael Jackson. I ain't gonna tell him that.
All of a sudden, the door bursts open and security puts his hand on my face and said, Mike, we gotta go.
And he grabs Mike. Mike goes to the door and I'm laying back in the mops. And then Mike looks and he turns and he makes eye contact with me. He says, bye, Will. See you around. And he goes off. And that was the only time I ever met Michael Jackson.
In a broom closet.
That is
wow.
cool.
Isn't that
That's
cool?
That's a good story. Yeah. I like that line.
Bye, Mike. Bye, Mike. See you around.
Do you like comic books? You're going to see this in the news for the next couple news cycles. It's something that's really cute and really adorable, but it flips me out. I think this is creepy. His name is Joe Moreno, and his mom missed her senior prom because she was pregnant with him.
Mm.
So he said he's going to take mom to prom.
Oh, wow.
And he is. So he's going to senior prom with his mother.
Wow.
Sweet, right?
Yes.
I don't know. It just seems creepy.
I knew all the sacrifices my mom made for me. I know that it was a really huge sacrifice to drop out of high school when she had me at the age of 17. So I figured that
baby talk.
Just being able to take her to prom would be such a fantastic idea.
Senior prom comes around. He's like, Mom, did you find a dress yet? And I'm like, no.
Mom's
he's
a
like,
baby
I'm
talker.
Really going to take it. And came to the front door and gave me a corsage. Picked me up like a regular date.
Corsage.
Overnight just blew up to 1,000, 12,000, 16,000.
Every outlet that you can think of has reached out to us. They've even called his school looking for him to see who he is so they can interview him and tell his story.
I just feel my mom's the most important person to me. Like, I really love her.
Important.
And, like, everything she's done for me.
It's sweet.
I suppose it is, but I know this. He'll probably get as much action on prom night as I did.
Rob,
I hope it was a pretty corsage.
Yeah, well, you know, it's important to have a pretty corsage.
I think it's
when
nice.
She comes out from behind the curtains.
Make them famous. Make them famous.
Okay.
Sorry.
There was a lot of talk on the late night TV shows last night about personal assistants like Alexa, and they were saying that the Apple Pod. What do they call theirs?
The speaker pod.
Yeah, they say that it's
Siri.
It's not Siri. It's the Apple speaker pod. Yeah. They're saying it's not
make
as smart.
Famous, make them famous.
Hello.
They're corsage.
Curtain. It's not as smart as the other ones. So Andy Richter, I love when they give Andy Richter a project.
Okay.
Andy Richter on Conan wanted to prove whether or not it was as smart as the competitors.
Hey, Siri?
I'm listening.
What's the capital of Guatemala?
Hold it. Stop for a second.
One moment.
You corrected me. It was Siri.
But it's the Apple HomePod
speaker.
It's
the HomePod speaker.
It's a new speaker. He's talking
but the,
to the...
But the technology...
It's Siri. It's
just
Siri.
Installed Apple TV.
Yes, it is
the
Siri.
The technology, their Alexa, is Siri. So come on.
Well, I beg your pardon.
Make them famous.
Hello! Okay.
All right, so what? So Andy Richter
Andy
wants to prove
he's testing whether or not Siri's it's as smart stupid. As the other ones. Yeah.
Hey, Siri?
I'm listening.
What's the capital of Guatemala?
One moment. Alexa, what is the capital of Guatemala?
Guatemala City is the capital of Guatemala.
Andy, Guatemala City is the capital of Guatemala.
I love that bit.
Thank you, Siri.
I love Andy
That's
Richter.
Hysterically funny.
Going back to the time that he walked nude onto the show of the set of the Today Show, Andy Richter is funny. All right, I close with this because it features two of, I think, the sexiest women on TV, and they're on the same show. Julie Bowen talking about Sofia Vergara. And Sofia Vergara has her own brand of underwear, and she was doing her best to promote it from within the show. This is a funny story, and it also features the fact that Julie Bowen is quite a little mimic.
She has her own, that underwear line thing that she does now, and she leaves them for me in my room all the time. I thought wardrobe was leaving them for me, because they always leave you a thong, you know, because that's what you're supposed to be wearing under a skirt. I'm like, uh-uh. So I thought they were just leaving me, like, I don't know, underwear. And then one day I realized it was Sofia. And I said, did you leave these? She goes, yes, I need somebody with a really tiny butt to try the small size and tell me how they fit. And I was like, and I'm your tiny butt model. She's like, yes.
So great. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Very good.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our app. It's Playapod. It's Todd Moore's genius.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. It's got great features. You can call the show. You can bookmark the show. You can go to sleep with the show. Get the app, get the app, get the app. By the way, all regular mail can come to the show by sending it to 32101. That's the post office box. Washington, D.C., 20007. And messages for our Tuesday mailbag, Rob with the extra B at MikeOmeraShow.com. On average, each day, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Corsage.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.